I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, today we're going to talk about fluke. These are flatfish. We also call them summer flounder. They are a striking-looking fish. Describe them for us.
Like you mentioned, they are a flatfish or a flounder, so they're shaped kind of like a dinner plate. They've got eyes on the same side of the head. It's kind of like a Picasso painting. So if you look at them on the top side, they've got all color and spots. They've got two eyes and a kind of a sideways mouth. If you were to flip them over on the other side, it's all white, no eyes on the other side. And the reason they look like that is because that's the way that they lie on the bottom. So that white side of the fish down flat on the bottom, and then they can use both eyes to look up and watch for something swimming above that they can eat.
Now, you were out recently going for fluke. Tell us about your experience.
I took a trip this past week. It was the first time I've ever done it out to Nantucket Shoals, and that's a few miles, maybe 5 to 7 miles east of Nantucket. So a pretty good distance to go offshore for what is usually considered an inshore species, a fluke that is. But Nantucket Shoals is probably the best fluke fishery on the East Coast, so more and more people are heading out there and taking the trip to do it. It's one place where you can go if you really want to catch what they call a doormat-sized fluke. That's a big trophy that's maybe 10 pounds or bigger. It's really just a fishery that doesn't get as much pressure, has deeper water, and for whatever other reasons, is holding a lot of big fluke.
If you're closer to shore and you're looking to fish for fluke, tell us what kind of places do you want to head to?
So if you want to fish for fluke inshore, there are a lot of good options, both in Buzzards Bay and in Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds. They like to hang on the bottom. They like to be in typically sandy or muddy substrate, so you don't want to fish for them in a rocky area. And it can be anywhere from, say, 80 feet to 10 feet deep. Typically, you'll find the bigger ones a little deeper. But any place that they can kind of hide on the bottom and wait for food to be swept over them by the current or the tide is a good spot. The most important thing when you're fishing for fluke is that you want to target them where they live, and that's down on the bottom. So fishing with a sinker rig or a bucktail jig, which is a piece of lead with a hook attached, and using some kind of bait, cut squid, cut fish. Again, just make sure you're fishing on the bottom. That's where fluke hang out, and they don't like to travel too far to eat.
How was the action out on Nantucket Shoals?
The fishing was pretty phenomenal. I would say it kind of ruined me for inshore fluke fishing. typically when you're fishing, say, on Lucas Shoal or in Vineyard Sound, you have to pick through a lot of throwbacks, a lot of smaller fish to get to the bigger ones. Out on Nantucket Shoals, it seemed like more fish were keeper size than not, and we got a number of fish over 5 pounds, including one over 10 pounds.
That's beautiful. Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out?
Right now, we're hearing about good numbers of stripers, but mostly on the smaller side. Not tiny, but in the 20 to 30-inch class. So some good action, but it might be a little tough to find keepers. And that's pretty much all around Cape Cod right now. And then a smaller member of the tuna family, bonito, have shown up. That's got a lot of fishermen excited. Bonito have been seen off of Westport and Fairhaven and caught around Martha's Vineyard as well, off many of the popular beaches, and at the Hooter Buoy, which is just south of Martha's Vineyard, and a very popular place to fish for bonito.
Is this early for bonito to show up?
It is definitely a little early. Typically, mid-July is when they really show up in good numbers. They arrived early south of us off New Jersey, Long Island, and then in Rhode Island, so we've kind of watched them appear a little earlier than usual. Hopefully it's a good sign, and we'll see a good bonito season ahead.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.